The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
This episode of Living Large Radio is brought to you by Mark Henry and Alloy Wealth Management for all your retirement needs.
Insurance services offered through Alloy Wealth Management Incorporated. Investment advisory services offered through Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management. Alloy Wealth Management Incorporated and Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management are affiliated by common ownership. Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management is a state-registered investment advisor in North Carolina and South Carolina and only conducts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice and are not intended as investment advice or to predict future performance. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Consult your financial professional before making any investment decision. The information we provide regarding tax minimization planning is not intended to and cannot be used by anyone to avoid paying federal, state, or local municipalities, taxes, or penalties. You should seek advice based on your particular circumstances from an independent tax advisor, as tax laws are subject to interpretation, legislative change, and unique to every specific taxpayer's particular set of facts and circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management.
In planning for retirement, there's many strategies that can help shape your income. If maintaining your current lifestyle is a goal, you better stick around. On today's show, we're outlining several ways to find the best retirement income and help you achieve all your goals. All that and a whole lot more coming up next on Living Large Radio with Mark Henry.
Living Large Radio with Mark Henry.
When it already happens, you're in the tornado and it's too late.
Charlotte's premier wealth coach.
It's about leading an abundant lifestyle.
If you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, then you're in the right place.
You can have the best day ever, every day.
Welcome in to Living Large Radio.
Welcome to Living Large Radio with Mark Henry. I'm consumer advocate Chuck Caton, and Mark Henry is Charlotte's premier wealth coach. He's Greenville, South Carolina's wealth coach and the founder and the CEO of Alloy Wealth Management. He's the author of Uncommon Sense Retirement and contributor to Fortune and Money magazine, among other things. And it's always a pleasure to be with Mark, and I guess we're looking for the golden goose that laid the golden egg here, Mr. Henry. And if you're nearing retirement, ladies and gentlemen, you might wonder what the best retirement income investment is and how you're going to turn your savings into income. So lots of factors to consider here when you choose retirement investments, including obviously your retirement age, also savings amount and risk tolerance. Right. So Mark, let's bring you in here and give you our listeners the definition of what exactly is retirement income. It should seem obvious.
Well, it should be. I think it's kind of like the golden egg. It's like the crystal ball where it seems to be missing for so many people. The goose that laid that golden egg is absolutely missing. And so is the crystal ball. And so here's what I talk to so many people about every day. And this is where I think the big box retail shops have simply just got it wrong. It's not about an amount of money. And so, yeah, if you've been blessed to have $20, $30 million, income planning is not going to be quite as important to you, Chuck. But for the rest of us, if we've saved $1 million, $2 million, $3 million, if we've saved $500,000 for retirement, let me tell you, the first place we have to start is with predictable, reliable income. Income that has been adjusted for inflation after taxation. Everything starts with an income plan. And people say, I get that, Mark. I'm just going to take a 4% withdrawal out of my book. But, you know, Chuck, you and I have talked about that before. The author of the 4% rule said what, Chuck?
Well,
it doesn't work.
It really doesn't, because those percentages change with inflation, with a lot of different
things. That's exactly
factors.
Right. It just simply does not work, and the economy's proved it. It worked during one particular time in life, but it doesn't work anymore. So when you think about income, what is retirement income? Retirement income is the income you're going to receive after you've stopped bringing home a paycheck. And this income is typically going to come from a couple of sources. It's going to come from what you've saved, and of course, something you would add to that would be what?
A little Social Security.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. But Social Security was never designed to be your income. That was just something you added to your income. So, you know, depending upon your situation, you may have other streams of income. Say, some people still have a pension. Some people have a real estate portfolio. They have a rental house. They receive a little money come. But the bottom line is we have to take all our sources of income, add them up, and they've got to come up to enough to cover our expenses. When I think about our expenses, I'm talking about our living expenses. So the first thing you want an income plan to do is to cover all the fixed expenses. So let's talk about fixed expenses. What would those be?
Well, your rent, if you have a mortgage.
If you have a mortgage, that's right.
Obviously, your light bill, your phone bill, and things like that.
Stuff that you're going to be able to get up and do life.
Yeah.
Now, I personally want my reliable sources of income to also cover some fun. Maybe it's not my trip to Europe, but it's a trip to Myrtle Beach, you know, North Myrtle. I want to go to North Myrtle.
So okay.
You know, I want it to be enough income to do life. Then my big stuff in life comes from my other money. So first, I want income solved for everything that I could see, and I want it to be income after taxation, and I want it to be adjusted for inflation. And once we have that, and once we know we have that income, and I want it to be guaranteed. When I say guaranteed, I want it to not go up and down with the market. I don't want it to change with events. I want it to be 100% reliable income. So I know I wake up every morning, every month, and I have enough money coming into my home to pay all the bills necessary for me to do life. And once we've done that, now we need to talk about the other money. Hopefully there's money left now that we can talk about that's in our retirement savings accounts. And when I say savings accounts, this is our 401s, our IRAs, our Roth accounts. And this is where we start adjusting and having risk-adjusted returns based on the kind of money we're talking about.
Absolutely. All right. So why is it so important, Mark, to consider your risk tolerance, especially as you approach retirement?
Well, first off, when you're in that red zone, you cannot have a giant market swing affect everything right before you retire. And this is what we've seen so many times. There's so many examples and people that talked about they had everything set in 2007 and then 08 and 09 happened and they went back to work at Walmart. Well, that's not what we want to do. Think about what unemployment really is. It's the first time in your life. Retirement is unemployment. It's the first time you've been unemployed, and you want to stay that way for how long, Chuck?
Well, the rest of your life, and hopefully.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, that's a long time.
And that could be 30 years. It could be 35 years for some people. Yep. It could be 25. We don't know, so we want to make sure we're not going to run out. So risk tolerance is everything when you enter that red zone, and that red zone is absolutely that 6-7 years before retirement, and those first 6 or 7 years after retirement. Those can be some of the most important years, because if you get those right and get started, a sequence of returns is something we cover with every person when they come into our office. Our fiduciary employees and advisors do that. Our certified financial planners will talk about sequence of returns. But that 10 or 12 year period, those 5 or 6 years before retirement and those 5 or 6 years after retirement, those can be the most important in the entire 30 year retirement picture.
Absolutely. All right. So here's a question for you, Mark. How do you make income in retirement last? You're talking about maybe a 25 to 30 year retirement. So what are some of your suggestions? I guess one thing would be if you're working, keep on working, right? And delay that retirement age.
Well, no question when we talk to people is once they find out they can retire, it doesn't mean they do. A lot of people actually work longer. They work part-time. They work doing something more fulfilling, even though they know they've saved enough money to retire. So that certainly can help kick the can down the road. Delaying Social Security benefits. When you're still working, you can delay the Social Security benefits, which can get you a higher amount in the future. Now, that doesn't mean once you retire that I'm going to recommend you delay Social Security Security benefits, because quite honestly, once we retire and we have to have money coming into the household, that may be the first place we go to start the income stream, is to get that Social Security turned on. And it depends on each individual person. We don't do cookie cutter retirement planning. We do it based on your needs. But we have to look at things like, you know, what's our expenses going to be? Can they be reduced? Do we have unnecessary expenses? That's certainly a way to make the retirement money last longer.
And another thing you can do is, you know, you've got that 401k plan, make some higher contributions to it.
Well, if you're over 50 years old, you get to do what they call it, the ketchup. And I'm not talking about the red stuff that comes out of the jar. I'm talking about the ketchup provision, where you can now, a person in that red zone where they're over a certain age, they can now save $30,000 a year in their 401k. Isn't that incredible?
Oh, it is. It really is. So the key is to talk to somebody like yourself who can help people make that retirement income last.
Well, there's no question about it, but remember, no matter who you're talking to, always ask the questions that are appropriate. And what I mean by that is, what do you specialize in? Do you work with 30-year-olds or do you specialize in 60-year-olds? That can make a big difference. How are you licensed? Are they licensed as a fiduciary? Do they have your best interest at heart? And are they willing to put everything that you talk about into a written retirement plan done by a certified financial planner? If you're like me, you don't want to pay for it either. In fact, let's talk about that, Chuck. Let's open the phone lines right now.
All right, they are now open.
Let's take the next 15 callers. And if you saved at least $250,000 or more for retirement, and certainly more is better, but if you've got $250,000 or more saved for retirement, don't miss this opportunity. Pick up the phone right now. Give us a call. Have your appointment book in hand. Schedule an appointment to come into one of our beautiful offices in Greenville, South Carolina, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, or, of course, right there in the big office in the Ballantyne area in Charlotte, anywhere in North Carolina. Come in and sit down with one of my licensed fiduciary advisors and get a plan done by a certified financial planner, and absolutely it will be 100% free with no obligations of any kind. We'll run a fee report, a tax analysis. We'll do the customized income plan. In short, we're going to help you take the guesswork out of financial planning, and it's 100% complimentary if you'll do one thing right now. Pick up the phone and give us a call.
All right, you heard what Mark had to say, folks. All you need to do is sit down and get a financial roadmap put together by one of Mark's fine fiduciary people, and he will translate the complex financial world into very clear instructions for you. Here's the number. You can call or text WEALTH to 800-501-9805. That's texting WEALTH or calling 800-501-9805. And again, as Mark said, he's got plenty of room to give you that comprehensive financial review, no cost, no obligation, and get you where you need to be in retirement. It's all about your retirement with Mark Henry. And once again, call or text 800-501-9805. Well, we've got to take a break. Mark, what's coming up next?
Coming up next on Living Large Radio, following the accelerating inflation and rising interest rates that plagued 2022, many investors have taken measures to protect their portfolios in order to secure and grow their nest eggs. Find out what you can do when we come back. Stay tuned. All that and a whole lot more. Coming up next on Living Large Radio with Mark Henry.
Playing chess is all about playing the long game. You position your pieces on the board to hopefully ensure success in the end. Hi, it's Glenn Beck with a question for you. What is your strategy when it comes to your retirement? Are you playing the long game? Are you positioning your pieces to ensure a successful end? And most importantly, do you trust the people who are advising you to build a responsible portfolio that is the just reward for your life of hard work? I know how disconcerting it is to plan for retirement, and that's why I endorse Mark Henry. He has a team of fiduciaries at Alloy Wealth Management, and they will design a personalized retirement plan incorporating the variables like market volatility, Social Security, advanced tax planning, and they can do all the same for you. If you want a local independent advisor whose sole focus is to help you achieve your retirement goals, it's Mark Henry at Alloy Wealth Management. Contact Mark Henry at Alloy Wealth Management today. See if they can help. 800-497-2152 or go to alloywealth.com. That's alloywealth.com. 800-497-2152.
Welcome back to Living Large Radio with Mark Henry. I'm Chuck Caton, consumer advocate, along with Charlotte's premier wealth coach, Mr. Henry, who is the founder and CEO of Alloy Wealth Management. You see him on just about every network in the country here. That's what I love about him. In fact, Fox, NBC, ABC, CBS. You're just like Sean McDonough, my friend who does hockey right now for ESPN Plus. And he's worked for all those networks. And of course, Mark gives you one of the greatest amount of advice here as a fiduciary for Alloy Wealth. And of course, let's talk about, we talked about the golden goose in the first segment, and maybe the goose better get busy because he or she is going to have to fight inflation. And it's a question that most of us have as to how to keep that nest egg safe and secure, yeah, and no, most importantly, right, and growing. And one answer is annuities. And I know a lot of, wow, we've talked about this so many times, Mark, about that being a dirty word to some people, but maybe they don't understand it all. But this is why we're on this program, to explain the pros and cons, the good things, because there are various annuities, and you can explain them all, that can help, and some that maybe are not so helpful. It depends on one's situation.
Well, no question about it. Anytime you bring up that word, it creates such a crazy amount of emotion that comes up. But let's start with the data, the facts. And so here's the first thing. You know, we've talked about this so many times, Chuck, but somebody in Charlotte or Greenville, Myrtle Beach, they could probably eat out pretty much every night of the week, maybe not Saturday and Sunday. But during the week, they could eat out for free and get a steak dinner if they're willing to do what, Chuck?
Spend the money and
spend the money. They could eat for free if they're willing to listen to somebody do what? Try to sell them an annuity.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Those steak dinner,
those in the mail, Chuck. I know you do.
I know. And I tear them right up because I think
not picking on those people. Listen, I get it. I totally get it. But what I meant by that is no wonder. It's like the timeshare industry. No wonder people have such a negative connotation when you use that word.
Yeah.
Because I know there's probably people that have timeshares that love them. Personally, I went down to Disney with the kids one time and was going to get Disney tickets by listening to a timeshare. I thought, well, this is a great idea. I couldn't get out of there fast enough. I decided I can afford my own Disney tickets, and I had to go, Chuck. So I get where this comes from, but let's look at the data here. Lemur Annuity Research Company, Lemur, this is a great corporation, okay? So listen to this. Total annuity sales rose 39% in the last 3 months of 2022. To $87.2 billion. Did you hear that? We're talking about almost $1 trillion. Listen,
wow.
$87 billion, making it the third consecutive quarter that annuity sales set an all-time record. So wait a second. Are all these people supposed to be wrong, Chuck?
No, I don't think so.
Do you feel like you're wrong? Because you were one of those people, maybe not in that quarter, but one of the other quarters you were.
Yeah, that was actually pretty close. I was just the year before that.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And so shattering this record set during the Great Recession of 2008, the security provided by annuities bought 265 billion of them. The S&P 500 sustained a 46% loss over the 18-month period of October 2007 to March of 2009, but annuity purchases were part of that, in which they surged as a result of that giant loss. Now watch this. Markets in 22 fell by a similar pattern. The S&P fell nearly 20%. Following the Fed's hiking of interest rates to help control inflation. We know what's going on there, but watch this. Fourth quarter revenue increased 241% year over year for a total of $37.5 billion in the fourth quarter fell into annuities. Chuck, I don't think people are wrong.
No. And what happened to bonds during that time in 2022?
Well, 2022 was the hardest year we've seen in the bond market ever. It's like, are you kidding me? According to Lear, your U.S. bonds hit a record low in 2022. So this is like the data is not wrong. And if you're one of those people that are still listening to the people on television or on the radio that are telling you, I hate annuities, I hate annuities. You know, I had a teacher tell me that once, and I said, well, do you like the pension, you know, that you get? Oh, I love my pension. Do you know that's an annuity? I had no idea.
Yeah, right. And do you like Social Security? Same
right, thing. That's a pension. That's an annuity. Yeah. So watch this, though. This is where it comes in. This number here blew me away. Annual indexed fixed annuity sales. Fixed. Now, we're not talking about variables here. Variables haven't gone up in years. There's no variables increasing. That's the one you get sold down at your local big banks. But fixed, index fixed annuity sales shattered records in 2022. Among the fourth quarter of 22, they increased 32%. Just the fixed ones, the fixed index annuities, almost $22 billion in the fourth quarter alone. And annual index fixed annuity sales grew by 25% from 21 to a record $79.4 billion. Are you kidding me? This is something's going on here, Chuck.
Yeah, incredible.
And the thing is here's the deal. And this is what we want to say. I'm not sitting here telling you to rush out and buy one. Absolutely do not do that. But they can have a place. Annuities can be a great source for a guaranteed income stream. Absolutely. And I don't care what your neighbor says. Oh, I would never do that. Well, think about this. Many people that had annuities, like yourself, Chuck, last year, how much did your annuities lose you?
Zero.
Oh, think about that. Now, I'm a wealth money manager. It's what we do. But guess what? Last year was a tough year. But when your annuity bucket went down zero, and maybe your managed bucket went down 10%, but overall you're only down 6%, let's say, you're like, you know what? I'm not happy, but I can handle that.
Right. Yeah.
And that's the idea behind this. But how about this? When you look at some of the offerings that are out there, people haven't seen the stuff we're talking about. We're seeing stuff right now that have absolutely some of the best product offerings that have ever been had. Literally, I was at a convention down in Nassau with a big, big financial convention. And one of the things they were talking about, and these are the top economists in the country, they're saying they have never seen a better market product offerings in the fixed annuity world ever in their entire career. And these were literally economists that you can't agree on anything, Chuck. And guess what they said? Literally almost 100% consistency.
Yeah, they loved it. Yeah,
they said it is absolutely where a large amount of people's dollars had better be for the future.
Yeah.
The managing of money has changed, and we have to look at it doing things differently. It doesn't mean I'm not going to be a money manager. It doesn't mean I'm not going to love the assets under management bucket. I love Wall Street. I love the markets, but it has its place, just like fixed annuities can have their place or fixed index annuities can have their place. But it all starts when you put these things into a plan. So think about this. For someone looking to use an annuity to insulate principal protection and keep their money safe, yes, a fixed annuity or a fixed index annuity can do that. Scenario two, for someone hoping to add to their nest egg and have growth, fixed index annuities can do that. Or for someone looking to have guaranteed income, fixed index annuities can do this. How about wealth transfer? Absolutely. Death benefit protection is something that fixed annuities can do. But there are scenarios where they can fit into retirement planning. And anyone that says they can't is simply not educated or doesn't understand the offerings that exist today. Chuck, we got to open the phone lines.
All right, let's open them right now. They are open.
All right, let's take the next 15 callers. If you've saved $250,000 or more for retirement, this is for you. Don't miss this opportunity to do one thing. Get a written retirement plan done by a certified financial planner and get it absolutely complimentary. In other words, for complimentary is free. That's right. We'll run a fee report, tax analysis, customized income plan. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of retirement planning. We'll do it absolutely complimentary. If you're one of the lucky next 15 callers that pick up the phone right now with your appointment book in hand and book an appointment right now.
All right, and that means next 15 callers to call or text Wealth to 800-501-9805 will have this opportunity that Mark just talked about. The next 15 callers with a comprehensive financial review that shows you where you are now, but more importantly, where do you want to be in retirement? We just talked in the first segment about it being 25 to 30 years. We want you to live as long and prosperously as you can. So once again, call or text Wealth to 800-501-9805 to reach Mark Henry and his team at Alloy Wealth. 800-501-9805. Well, Mark, we've got to take another break. What's coming up in the next segment?
Coming up next on Living Large Radio, we come back. We're going to talk about rolling over your 401k, that is. And we'll tell you why that can actually help you boost your retirement savings. All that and a whole lot more. Coming up next on Living Large Radio with Mark Henry.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
This is such a blow to invest. You know what? Right now, breaking news to your stocks all around the world.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets and Wall Street money traps. If you're unsure, worried, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Call Mark Henry and the team at Alloy Wealth Management. 800-501-9805. That's right. Call or text 800-501-9805.
Welcome back to Living Large Radio with Mark Henry. I'm Chuck Caton, and once again, you do realize that Mark Henry is not only Charlotte's wealth coach, he's Greenville, South Carolina's wealth coach. You see him in the Myrtle Beach area, and remember that he is the author of Uncommon Sense Retirement, a contributor to Fortune and Money Magazine as well. And in case you missed the number earlier, remember, call or text Wealth to 800-501-9805, and we are very ecstatic to be with all of you that are listening and watching us here. And maybe some of our listeners, Mark, remember the name Frankie Lane. Well, he was the singer that sang the Rawhide theme years ago. Rolling, rolling, rolling. Keep those annuities and
keep those doggies rolling.
There you go. That's right. I tried to do the other thing about it in the financial sense. But something different, you know, when we talk about the doggies, but we're talking about baby boomers that are nearing retirement, and you've got maybe a situation out there where you've had as many as 12 different jobs in your lifetime. Now, right. I've been lucky. I've only had three in about 50 years, which I don't know what that means, but if for you, you might have jobs that have multiple retirement accounts. Now, the 401k is probably the most common that you have, and right. I hope you know where all of them are if you've had that many jobs. But the question is, what have you done with those accounts? So Mark and I are going to start exploring, rolling out some options for you. So let's start with a definition. Let's talk about this, Mark, because sometimes, you know, you're all about education. I know that. So what is an IRA rollover?
Well, so think about this. When you have what we call an IRA rollover, this is where you're doing a rollover. An IRA rollover is the transfer of funds from a retirement account into a traditional IRA or perhaps a Roth IRA. So think about this. You've got this 401k, the alphabet soup of numbers, could have been a 403b or whatever, but you've got this money you've saved for retirement. And now you've left that company. Maybe you've been gone from the company for 10 years, but the money's still there in that 401k. So first off, do you really believe the investment choices you picked 5 years ago are the ones you ought to be using today in this crazy world we're in? Most likely not.
Yeah.
But what you can do is, I get this question often. Hey, I've started a new job. Should I take my old 401 and the company will now allow me to move it to my new 401 with my new company? Well, that's certainly an option. And that can sometimes be a good option. But the one we find most people like better is taking it under their own control, which is an individual retirement account, an IRA. So that's taking the 401k and transferring it into an IRA. That is not a taxable event when you do it correctly. So this allows you to take that giant 401k that you had at the old employer, move it into an IRA, and now the world becomes your playground. And what I mean by that is your investment choices are not limited to whatever the 401k plan allows. It's invested in choice, but nows are limited by your imagination. Whatever you want to invest in, you probably can.
Okay, so break down that IRA rollover once again. So you're saying that we can move it, whether you have a 401k or a 403b, mm-hmm. and do this tax-free? Some would say, how do you do that?
That's right. Yeah. Right, exactly. So it's just a process. So we open an individual retirement account. We use a custodian. This is where it gets technical, but I want to be very clear. At Alloy Wealth Management, we're a registered investment advisor, an RIA. That's the big boys. But then also, we take it a step further. I believe everyone should use a third-party custodian. So we're licensed with companies like Fidelity, TD Ameritrade, Charles Schwab, Vanguard. Those are the custodians. What does that mean? It means they hold the money, Chuck.
Yeah.
So we open an account at one of those big custodians. Now, we could actually be a custodian ourselves. I don't believe it's the right way to do it. I think everybody should use a third-party custodian. So we open an account there for you, and then we simply take the money and we transfer it into that account. It doesn't come into Alloy Wealth's hands. It doesn't go into your hands, Chuck. It goes directly from the 401k into the account we created at the custodian of our choice. Once it's there, now we have to determine how we want to have that money invested, and we can look at whatever choices, whatever options someone wants.
That's a very, very good situation to be in, is that, and a lot of people don't understand that you can't, if you're going to make that rollover, please don't tell the people in your office to make the check out to you, because that biggest problem. And what is the reason for that? And let's talk about the punishment that it can be incurred by Uncle Sam and Aunt Caroline here,
right, so.
If you do this transfer wrongly.
Well, a lot of things can happen. So first off, you're not 59 and a half. So the penalty has been 50%. Of, you know, or 10% early withdrawal penalty. 50% is what the required distribution penalty is, and they've now lowered that. But you have a penalty, a big penalty for taking the money before you're allowed to take it. So first off, we're going to have a penalty. The second thing is you're going to owe tax. So let's say you're in a 30% tax bracket. Okay, now we've got this 10% penalty plus a 30% tax penalty, not a penalty, but you got to pay tax on the money. You just took 40% of that $100,000 transfer, and you gave it to the government. Who wants to do something like that in that example, that quick example we're doing right there? But the bottom line is, in a direct transfer, no taxes are withheld. So rather, the entire account goes directly from the 401k to the new IRA account. And that's the only way to do this. We have to be very careful how to do it. But there's other things. We see people making mistakes in this all the time. We had a client come to us. They transferred a small 401k. It was a very small one. And guess where they transferred it to? Roth IRA.
Okay, sure.
No, not sure.
No.
They had no earned income.
Oh,
they were not allowed to make a transfer into the Roth IRA.
Yeah, and please explain that, too, because you have to have
income to make a contribution.
There
he thought he could do it. Now, there are ways to do it, which is totally different. How would you do that? That's called
a conversion.
He didn't do a conversion, and that screwed the thing up, and we had to fix those things for him. So there's a lot of rules on this. It's not really hard. You have to follow the rules, Chuck.
Yeah, that's true. And let's do another rule primer for our listeners here, because I didn't realize this myself, but you can only do this once a year in certain situations. So maybe go over some of those IRA to IRA rollover rules.
So again, there's some rules around this. So sometimes, and the way this came about was, people used to take an IRA, so not a 401k, they had an IRA.
Yeah.
And they had it over here with XYZ company. They would say, you know what? I want to move it. Send me the money. They would have the $100,000 IRA sent to themselves. And then they had a time limit to get it back into the new IRA.
All right.
Well, what happened was, what the government found out is, people were actually using those funds for 30 days or 45 days before they put them in the other one, staying within the time window that used to exist.
Okay.
And they were getting to use the dollars before they refunded it. Maybe they had to make a quick purchase of something. They'd purchase it, sell it, and then stick it back in, and they got to use the money. That was not how it was designed.
Yeah.
So they started limiting that, and many IRAs now only allow one rollover per year. But that doesn't mean, if you had, let's say, three 401ks, that we couldn't take all three 401ks and roll them into one IRA. So there's a lot of rules that come involved, and this is where you've got to make sure you're sitting down and working with a retirement planner, one that's licensed, in my opinion, as a fiduciary, not a stockbroker, and one that is designed to work with the plans that you're trying to do. What I mean by that is if you're 25, there may be people that are designed to work with 25s. There certainly are the big box retail firms. But if you're 40 years old, you're thinking about retiring one day, you've saved money, that's when you have to reach out and work with a planning team that is designed around where you're at in life. Chuck, let's open these phone lines.
All right, they're open right now.
We're going to take the next 15 callers. If you've saved $250,000 or more, don't miss this opportunity. And here's what we're doing. We're not agreeing to work with you. We're a fee-based firm. We are very selective who we work with. But guess what we are agreeing to do? 100%. We will absolutely complimentary build you a retirement plan done by a certified financial planner. And I've seen people charge $3,000 or $4,000 for plans like this. We're going to do it 100% with no obligations, completely complimentary or free. And we're going to give it to you, put it in writing and give it to you. We're going to help you take the mystery out of retirement planning if you've saved $250,000 or more. We'll include things like a fee report, a tax analysis, see if we can potentially lower your taxes in retirement. How about an income plan? You're going to have one of those in retirement. We'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning, and it's all 100% complimentary if you'll do one thing. Pick up the phone right now and give us a call.
All right. As Mark just said, the next 15 callers to call or text WEALTH to 800-501-9805. Give that number a call again. No cost, no obligation. 800-501-9805. And that will hook you up with Alloy Wealth. It'll hook you up with Mark Henry. And it'll be a wonderful opportunity for you to get a true financial review to set you up to and through retirement. Get to meet Mark and his staff. They are easy to work with. And again, it's all about compatibility. So call or text WEALTH to 800-501-9805. It is a very important entity to, because you're going to live 25 to 30 years in retirement. So you have to do it right. And one of the right things to do is to know how to transfer your 401k to an IRA, do it properly, and know all the rules when it comes to Roth or regular 401ks or IRAs. So again, call or text. Next 15 callers. Call or text WEALTH to 800-501-9805, and you'll be happy that you did. All right, Mark, this program has gone very smoothly and very quickly, but what's coming up in the next segment?
Well, coming up next is listener questions, so stay tuned. We have all that and a whole lot more coming up next on Living Large Radio.
Retirement planning can be stressful, so our process is designed to put you at ease. We pride ourselves in being different from other financial planning firms. During your initial consultation, we will get to know you and give you the chance to get to know us. We want to learn all about your vision for retirement so that we can design a plan to help you achieve your long-term financial goals. Our friendly staff will make you feel comfortable the moment you walk in the door. Call Mark Henry and the team at Alloy Wealth Management, 800-501-9805, 800-501-9805.
And we're back here on Living Large Radio. And you know that Mark Henry is Charlotte's wealth coach. Did you know he's Greenville, South Carolina's wealth coach? Well, you do now. And he's the founder and CEO of Alloy Wealth Management. And once again, you see him in various venues on television in Charlotte and also nationally. And remember that Alloy Wealth is the official wealth partner of the Glenn Beck radio program as
Right.
That's very impressive. My wife listens to Glenn all the
YouTube.
Time.
Don't forget YouTube, Chuck.
And YouTube. And also, I'm happy to be with him every step of the way with him. And I'm Chuck Caton again with the NHL in my back pocket here.
Been a lot of years, Chuck. NHL Hall of Fame broadcaster.
Well, thank you. I always blush when somebody mentions that. I don't like to be known as
that. That's a big deal, Chuck. I'm just telling you, it's a big deal to me.
Well, thank you very much. Oh, you're all set to go now, Mark, right? You're going to put on your
let's see what you got for me today.
Professorial cap here and answer some questions for our listeners. Well, we got Jeremy.
Let's see if we can.
Okay. Jeremy's here looking at his 401k, and he sees transfers every 3 months to the same stocks or mutual funds moved around just a little bit. Now, he wants to know if that's a normal procedure.
It sounds like what he's doing is he's the company, and this can be done different ways, but he's making probably, you know, depends on how he gets paid, but let's call it biweekly. He gets paid every 2 months and or every twice a month. And so they're deducting the amount of money he's put in his 401k, but then the company is sweeping that over and putting it every quarter is what is happening. So every quarter he's seeing this money flow into his 401k and seeing the stocks being purchased and stuff. But that most likely can be normal. I wouldn't think that is. What I would be more concerned about is, what are you picking? What are you putting in that 401k? And I say this not for Jeremy, but for anybody. This is a large sum of money. For a lot of people, it's their biggest account, their biggest investable account, and yet they've put no time into how it's been managed. One of the things we do for people, Chuck, is when they come in and they become a client, is we will help them manage their 401k also. Now, we can't necessarily take the money out and go work with it unless they've reached that magical age of 59 and a half, but what we can do is sit down with them and let them sit down with a fiduciary and a certified financial planner and talk about what is the best plan for that. So we look at what the 401k offers and help them design the 401k of their dreams. Because remember, it's their money. We have to work within the constraints of the 401k, but it's one of the services we provide.
All right, very good. Let's go to Bert now. Bert has a question, and maybe you could put your financial marriage counselor cap on this one.
Oh, boy.
Because he says, my wife wants me to work till I'm 60, or more. And I showed her the calculations, and she still doesn't think we've got enough to retire. I wonder, Mark, if anybody else has this problem. And if so, how do you convince a significant other that retirement is possible? Now, I can relate a little bit to this. My wife's in the opposite. She says, go and work as long as you want. We've been married 47 years. Get out of the house. So, what do you have to say?
Well, listen, I can tell you, it's not always the spouse, the wife. Sometimes it's the husband. Sometimes it's the wife. Sometimes it's both. One of the best things we do at Alloy Wealth is when we sit down with a couple and we get to put all this in writing. And we build a written retirement plan done by a certified financial planner and answer the questions they have and put it in writing and show them what is retirement going to look like and let them make the decision, can they or can they not retire?
There you go.
And this is the thing. Don't leave it up to chance. Whatever calculations you're putting on the back of a napkin, I've seen people say, come into us, we'll do a one-page retirement plan. I don't know how to do that. Ours are several hundred pages, but they're done in a manner that you can understand it. And we give it to you in writing. And guess what, Bert? That's going to answer the question for you and her. And let me tell you this. If you're able to retire, great, go ahead and do it or do something you want to do in life. Like Chuck out here helping me build an empire over here and doing this on the radio, whatever it is you want to do, that's great. But guess what? If you're not set for retirement, when should you know that? Sooner or later, Chuck.
Sooner. The sooner the better.
The sooner the better. That's exactly right. So come in and get a plan done so we can get you on track for the retirement of your dreams.
All right, let's go to Phyllis now, who is in her early 60s, and it's very rare that you have a woman tell you her age. So Phyllis must be a special individual here. She says, I've got no time to let a 401k bounce back if it tanks. So I'm pretty nervous about what would happen to my retirement if we went into a major recession here. Now, should I pull it all out? Or is it better to lose some potential growth than a whole lot more? What would you suggest?
She needs a plan. This is absolutely the question that is, I've seen this time and time again. So here's the great news, Phyllis. You gave us your age. What I mean by that is this. You're over 59 and a half. You do not have to quit work. You can take that 401k. You can roll it over to an IRA and make proper investment strategy choices. But she's right. She's seen it before. She's probably had experienced it or she's seen other people do it. And if this recession turns out like 08, there's going to be tons of people that have just retired or were thinking about retirement that won't be able to. Don't be a statistic. Go ahead and get a written retirement plan done so that you can have a confident financial future.
All right. Our final question comes from Glenn, who wants to know if you can explain, as if I'm a seven-year-old, what a 401k or pension is.
Wow.
You have a little fun like with that.
I like that one. Hey, I think this is a pretty good question here. So a 401k or any of the alphabet soup is simply where your company is allowing you to save money for retirement. You put the money in, it comes out of your paycheck before you get paid. So because of the fact that it's coming out before you get paid, it's also coming out before you pay taxes. Remember that. You got to pay Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
So the idea is you're putting money, if you get paid $100 and you put 10% in your 401k, now you're being taxed on $90 because $10 in that example was taken off the top. It was shoved in this account where it grows without paying taxes. So it grows and grows and grows. And then one day when you decide to start taking money out, hopefully not until you're in retirement, now you'll pay taxes on that money. A pension is totally different. A pension is where you've worked for a company potentially, and they have put money into an account for you that you can access when you retire, and it pays you a guaranteed monthly obligation, supposedly guaranteed. Or a pension could be, and this is the part that I love about this question, where Glenn takes part of his 401k, part of those IRA dollars, those retirement dollars that he saved, and he shoves part of them, takes them out of that account, does it tax-free without paying taxes on it, shoves it into an account for a pension, and he creates his own pension to pay him retirement dollars throughout his entire life, no matter how long he lives. Or how about this? What if he could take those 401k or IRA dollars? Remember, IRA is individual retirement account, but you're married, and you say, well, I want this pension to work for my wife and I. Do you know you can actually take an IRA and put a wife on it? And, oh, that's an individual. Well, when you create a pension out of it, you can. And now I could use those dollars to fund a retirement account that would pay both my wife and I for the rest of our lives. That is a great thing. So pension is when you're getting paid monthly. 401 is when you're saving for retirement. There you go.
All righty. And you sounded just like a dad who wanted to fund a piggy bank for somebody. And I would use the analogy that the people that break the piggy bank are the IRS and Carolina.
There's no question about it.
They're going to take some of that money away.
Chuck,
but anyway.
They can. Chuck, let's open the phone lines. Right. We've got to get this offer in. This is so important,
All
Chuck.
Right. They are open.
We'll take the next 15 callers. I got to go quick here because we're going to run out of time. But we'll take the next 15 callers. If you've saved $250,000 or more for retirement, don't miss this. We're going to help you take the mystery out of retirement planning by getting you a written retirement plan done by a certified financial planner. And guess what? You don't have to pay for it. That's right. If you're one of the lucky next 15 callers, we will do it absolutely free. We'll run a fee report, tax analysis, income plan. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning. If you'll do one thing for me right now, pick up the phone and give us a call.
All right. And the number to call is 800-501-9805. And you can call or text WEALTH to that number, 800-501-9805. And again, as Mark said, the next 15 callers will get that comprehensive and complimentary financial review to see where you are now in retirement, but most importantly, where you need to be in retirement, because as we said before, we're talking 25 to 30 years, God willing. Then we want you to live, and we want you to live prosperously. So once again, call 800-501-9805 or text WEALTH to 800-501-9805, and we will hook you up with the fine people at Alloy Wealth Management, led by Mr. Mark Henry, who's got some final thoughts.
Well, Chuck, thanks for being on the show with us today. For all the listeners, remember, we don't have a show without you. So for so many years, we've been on the air in all these markets across the country, and we thank you so much for listening each and every week. I always try to end with a bit of good news, and this one would have really touched my heart. I got to go ahead and be honest. I'm a dog lover. Not saying I don't like cats. I've had cats. We had the farm. We had to have cats. Cats are fine, but I am a dog person. In fact, I would probably say if you don't like dogs, we might not be a good fit because I don't know if I could trust somebody that didn't like a dog. But this story really touched my heart. A Detroit family is crediting their dog for saving the life of a toddler. And so listen to this. This dog, the house was on fire, and this dog went running back into the house. And this is what they said, Janet Kelly told Fox 2 of Detroit. So the dog went running back in the house. The firefighters had to chase him up and into the house once they realized what was going on, because the dog knew that the one-year-old was in the playpen, and the dog went right over to the playpen, and the firefighters were able to rescue the one-year-old from the playpen. And they believe that that would not have happened had the dog not refused to just run in there to go after the family member. Isn't that amazing? So this week, as you're out and about, be kind, be grateful. And if you see a furry friend, make sure you say hi. And with all that, we'll see you again next week on Living Large Radio with Mark Henry.
Insurance services offered through Alloy Wealth Management Incorporated. Investment advisory services offered through Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management. Alloy Wealth Management Incorporated and Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management are affiliated by common ownership. Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management is a state-registered investment advisor in North Carolina and South Carolina and only conducts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice and are not intended as investment advice or to predict future performance. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Consult your financial professional before making any investment decision. The information we provide regarding tax minimization planning is not intended to and cannot be used by anyone to avoid paying federal, state, or local municipalities, taxes, or penalties. You should seek advice based on your particular circumstances from an independent tax advisor, as tax laws are subject to interpretation, legislative change, and unique to every specific taxpayer's particular set of facts and circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management.
Coach P Radio.